Massa, who is a student at St. Paul's School for Girls, recently gave her senior speech about summiting Mount Kilimanjaro over the summer. It wasn't until they had reached the top that Liza's guide acknowledged her extraordinary feat by praising her with the words, "Good job." In retrospect, and after some reflection, Liza confessed that she had come to the realization that had her guide lauded her at any point prior to reaching the top, Liza most likely would have stopped and turned around, feeling that she had accomplished enough. Yeah, that's right. Another woman, CNN News anchor Brooke Baldwin, writes about her own experience of summiting Kilimanjaro at the age of 35. As each day passed, Brooke writes, we could see the glacier-capped summit of Kilimanjaro becoming clearer, and as it did so, it became increasingly daunting. Hours into our daily hikes, we would turn our heads, squint up at the peak, and quietly wonder, we are going to summit that? It must have felt a bit like hiking to the top of Kilimanjaro every day to be traveling and hanging out with Jesus in first century Palestine. In fact, it often does feel like that, at least to me, as someone trying to travel the way of Jesus as best I can in Baltimore in the year 2016. You mean, Jesus, you want me to seek and serve you in all persons? All? Even the ones who have way different bumper stickers on their cars than I do? Or than I would ever think to put on mine? You want me to respect the dignity of every human being? Even the one over there, lying outside my gate, outside my neighborhood? You want me to do what with my money and resources? And what with my time? You mean, Jesus, we are gonna summit that? Couldn't we just stop here maybe and turn around? We can relate, I think, to Jesus's first century friends begging him, increase our faith. If you're going to demand so much of me, of us, if hanging out with you means I am going to be hearing your voice in my heart when I make life choices, if hanging out with you means trying to treat everyone I encounter like they bear God within them, no matter who they are or what they look like, and if hanging out with you means that mercy, not revenge, not victory, must be my guiding star, mercy, and that I need to strive to be a human being who shows mercy and who forgives without keeping tabs and keeping score, well then, buddy, you're gonna have to give me more. Give us way more than I've currently got within me, Lord. I'm gonna summit that. We are gonna summit that. Increase our faith. Being the masterful teacher that he is, of course, Jesus' reply raises his friends and raises us to a whole different height, expanding our field of vision, our consciousness, our awareness. And for any Harry Potter or Hogwarts fans out there, we're down here on the field playing rugby, and Jesus invites us to fly higher and play Quidditch. When your servant comes in from working in the field, Jesus asks, do you invite him or expect him when it's mealtime to first sit down and eat with you? Huh? Today, Jesus might ask, when you're at a restaurant and your waiter, after taking your order, brings out your appetizers without delay, do you offer him a glass of wine and invite him to join you for the main course? Or when it's springtime and your accountant files your tax return on time, do you roll out the red carpet for her? Or if you're a high school teacher and your students complete and turn in their homework assignments, do you stand up during the next school assembly and hand out gold medals of achievement? In other words, Jesus asks, do you elevate and laud people for simply doing their duty? For simply doing what is theirs before them to do? My friend Thelma and I were enjoying our morning walk in Silburn Arboretum the other day. It was a foggy and gray morning. And we came across the most extraordinary spider web hanging from a bush. Perfectly shaped, without a tear, geometrically balanced, sparkling in the dew. A true miracle, I thought, a miracle of creation. And yet, wasn't that web simply the product of what spiders were made to do and to create, 1 millimeter and 1 movement at a time? Faith is like this, Jesus tells us. There's no need to increase it. In fact, it's not about quantity at all. You already have all you need within you, Jesus says, to climb mountains, to move them even. Simply begin. And then just keep going. Do that next homework assignment. File that next tax return. Serve that next appetizer. Hammer that next nail on the McCabe Street Habitat House. Read that next sentence with Michaela, whom you're tutoring at Govan's. Deliver that next casserole, knit that next stitch in your prayer shawl, bring that next bag of groceries for the food pantry, go to that next doctor's appointment, offer that next word of comfort, go to that next city council hearing or PTA meeting, recycle that next bag, write that next note card. Do what lies before you to do, time and time again, moment by moment. And over time, you and us together, just like that spider, will weave sparkling, magnificent webs, miracles of our co-creation shining in the dew. And if what we build and what we've labored for and what we've created gets washed away or blown away in the wind, shot down in gunfire, blown up in smoke, well, we begin again. We start again. Because God is ever present through us and working in us and with us in ways we can hardly believe ourselves. This is how mountains are moved, how peaks are climbed. This is how the impossible becomes possible and then becomes reality. Adolfo Kaminski knows something of this. Adolfo's story is told by his daughter Sarah in her book, A Forger's Life, to be released next month. See, at the age of 17, Adolfo escaped deportation to Auschwitz and lived in Nazi-occupied Paris using forged documents. An expert in dyes and a master at reproducing official documents with an artistic eye, he was recruited to join the Jewish underground and became the primary forger for the resistance in Paris. As a teenager, he, with the support of his clandestine network, worked tirelessly to create papers that saved an estimated 14,000 men, women, and children from their deaths. He tells the story of one of his own Kilimanjaros when he was given an order of 900 documents to forge and fill, 900 lives to save, with a deadline of about 3 days. He describes how exhausted he was, his eyes and his fingers, and he'd done the math and calculated that if he fell asleep for even 1 hour, 30 people would die. Yet by some miracle, one letter, one word, one document at a time, with faith the size of a mustard seed, over and over and over again, he succeeded in filling the order just in time. Yes, you can keep your eyes on the prize, Brooke, that 35-year-old CNN reporter and climber of Kilimanjaro writes. But not for long, as we'd be trekking always uphill, often dodging rocks large and small, sometimes scrambling along rock walls, it'd be very easy to be temporarily hypnotized by the peak's beauty or daunted by its sheer magnitude and our smallness, thus losing our footing and falling. So my takeaway, Brooke says, is whether it's summiting Kilimanjaro or achieving my next goal, look forward for a moment, but then keep your head down and trudge on. Keep your head down and trudge on. This is faith. This is faithfulness, the size of a mustard seed, the kind of faith that can summit and that can move mountains. After the service today at 11:30 a.m. here in the South Transept, Laurel Peltier, representing our Caring for Creation leadership team, will give a 7-minute presentation about one simple and critical step forward that each of us and our families can take to switch our homes to use clean and renewable energy and save $100 a year as we strive together to summit the mountain of climate change and global warming. Like so many of the Kilimanjaros of our day, like racism, like poverty, like gun violence, climate change and global warming, the ongoing destruction and oppression of this fragile earth, our island home, seem daunting to the point of paralyzing us with inaction. Increase our faith, we cry. It's too big, it's too much. Yet our Lord Jesus' voice calls to us from beyond eternity into our very hearts. Do not fear. You have all that you need within you. Take that next step, just the next one that's right in front of you to take. And if you need strength and fuel for this journey, I am here, Jesus says, in the bread, in the wine, in the person beside you, in front of you, behind you, in the person you least expect to find me, in the music we sing, the sacred words we hear, in the beautiful, precious world our Creator has woven and made. I am with you, Jesus says, till the end of the ages. Will you pray with me a Franciscan benediction? May God bless us with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that we may live from deep within our hearts. May God bless us with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of God's creation, so that we may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that we may reach out our hands to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. And may God bless us with just enough foolishness and just enough faithfulness to believe that we can make a difference in the world so that we can do what others claim cannot be done. Amen.